Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Secret of Success by Frank Everett Mitchell, published in 1894. True success is not the result of luck, guess, or chance. It is the ripened fruit of persistent industry, wedded to intelligent conception. And the reason why so few of those who try succeed is not that they set the standard too high, or that they have not the ability to reach it, but because they lose heart on the road, relax their effort, yield to discouragements, and thus become careless or indifferent. They lose sight of the end they had in view, and allow themselves to drift with the current, resting on their oars, waiting for something to turn up. What the world needs is people with pluck, grit, sand, and that indomitable willpower that causes a person to ride roughshod over all obstacles. I believe that most people have one or more of these elements in their makeup, and if I can but succeed in arousing this indwelling dormant power into action, in any of you, it will have fulfilled the mission upon which I was sent. Imagine you are an explorer. You are about to embark upon a voyage of discovery to some unexplored land. Think how solicitous you would be about your equipment. How thoroughly you would study all your routes, and how earnestly you would reflect upon the difficulties and dangers you might encounter. No detail would be too trivial for consideration. Then, once started, you would bend every effort toward the accomplishment of your goal. Your vigilance would be steadfast until success had crowned your purpose. How much more important, then, is the necessity of careful preparation towards making this voyage of life, whose passage is fraught with difficulties and dangers that wreck all but the staunchest craft. The ocean of life is more tempestuous than natural seas, unreliable and treacherous to a degree that only those who have navigated it know. Insincerity and greed, strife and jealousy, hatred and malice, are but a few of the pitfalls or quicksands to be encountered on life's journey. Happy indeed, then, is the one who sets themselves down and wisely counts the cost, who plans the battle and fights it out with a singular eye toward victory. One of the most important things relating to success in life is self-control. A person who expects or desires success should never permit their temper to get the better of their judgment. You should never allow yourself to utter a hasty word. Cool calculation will win, where hasty words or actions will lose. Be prompt in everything, hasty in nothing. The one who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and the one who rules over their spirit, better than the conqueror of a city. Whatever success may mean in the abstract to you, it means the concrete fulfillment of a desire, the attainment of the end you had in view. Success thus varies, as it is related to individual ideals, temperaments, environment, natural gifts and inclinations. Many people are thus not successful in the same direction, but I truly believe that all may succeed in some direction. A small success satisfies some people. Others are ambitious on wider lines of endeavor, while others do not count themselves successful unless they are leaders of an industry. In the battle of life, all cannot be generals. Each individual has their place and work to do, and if the work is well done, promotion follows. Success in business depends to some extent upon circumstances, but there are certain rules and requirements which must not be ignored. Before entering a business or a profession, you should feel assured that you are qualified for the calling you have chosen. Many a person has wrecked what might have been a successful life by getting into the wrong niche at the start and then sticking there. After this is decided, how and when to start, spend all your energies toward the end you have in view. Recreation or enjoyment should be given no entertainment. That is until you have done full and complete justice to your business. And if it does not interest you wholly, be sure that you are on the wrong path. Master every detail of your business. Become an authority. Make it your object to stand at the head of your particular business. When you go home, leave your business affairs behind you. Talking about them will not add to your home enjoyment and will likely bore your friends. Make promptness, order, system, and regularity your watchwords. Do not dabble with businesses of which you know nothing, nor deceive yourself by thinking you know another person's business better than they do themselves. If you do, then you must expect to be called a busybody, a meddler in what does not concern you. Avoid sharp words and personalities. They will bring you neither business nor friends, and may lose you both. Do not build up a reputation for eccentricity. Attend to your business correspondence promptly, and write clearly, briefly, and to the point. Never write anything you do not mean, and would not be willing to stand by if forced to do so in court. Many people have thought of this when it's too late. Be careful about your appointments. Keep memoranda of them. Appointments once made become debts. If you make an appointment with someone, you owe them punctuality. You have no right to squander their time if you squander your own. If possible, keep ahead of the times. Anticipate the wishes of your customers. Study the market from their standpoint, as well as from your own. Use your own brains. Do not depend on others to think for you. Seldom make promises, but keep every promise that you do make, or make it known early your inability to do so. Always remember that the person who would succeed must work. If I were asked to name the most potent reason for failure, I would unhesitatingly say idleness. The average person, if willing to work, can succeed in some certain direction, even though their success is abridged or qualified. Idleness afflicts far too many people today. People who believe that they can simply float through life, gracefully and contentedly. But such a life invariably ends in hardship and failure. Take life philosophically and be happy, they say. But no philosopher ever told us we were born to laziness. The degree of success we attain, in both business and life, is the measure of work we do. That is why we must work. Work honestly and boldly, with a force and flair that will bend or break down all opposition. The timid soul never wins in the battle of life. The person who cannot accept difficulty as a challenge to test one's skill courts failure and invites disaster. The world cares but little about what you have been. It is what you are now, what you can and will do, that defines your standing and worth to the community. If you have failed in an undertaking, it will not help you to dwell on your misfortune. Work is the only thing that will help you, the only power that will raise you an inch above your present level. All legitimate work is honorable, and if you cannot get the kind of work that is best suited to your ideas or ability, take what you can get. It is better to drive a truck or sweep the streets than to remain idly brooding over your troubles. If you do your work well, pocketing all foolish pride and living on less than your income, you will make a gain and eventually get what you deserve. Although we don't always realize it, what we really like best is work. What we most need is an opportunity to work. God did not give us the world with the houses all built, food ready to eat, books all written, clothes all made and ready to put on. He knew we should like nothing so much as building our own houses, raising our own food products, writing our own books, and manufacturing our own clothing fabrics. The saddest thing in life is not so much in doing without things as wasting an opportunity or never having an opportunity to get them. In the words of John Whittier, of all sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest are these, it might have been. What every woman and man wants is a chance. Most are not looking for a chance to do things on a grand scale, but simply the chance to do what they know they can do and do well. Animals do by instinct what they have been born to do. They do not have to be forced to do it. Likewise, if you expect to succeed in life, follow the bent of your inclination, provided it is an honest one. That is your opportunity. Do not allow yourself to be influenced in some other direction, or allow your judgment to be warped by what others may say or think. Use your reason, bending every energy in the direction of your desire, and by patient, persevering industry, sooner or later, you will reach your utopia.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.